This is a Pennsylvania Center Orchestra season preview, and I'm Chris Allen here with Douglas Meyer, conductor of the Pennsylvania Center Orchestra. And Douglas, what were you thinking about as you selected this season of concerts?
Since I think that practically everything the Pennsylvania Center Orchestra plays is magical, why not make a series of concerts that features at least one piece on each concert that has to do with magic? So if, you will see some magic in the overtures or in the music or in the soloists.
The Pennsylvania Center Orchestra's concert this Sunday, September 18th, is titled Magical Strings. We'll listen now on WPSU to Douglas Meyer conducting the Pennsylvania Center Orchestra in one of the works they'll play in concert this Sunday. It's the opening movement of the Serenade for Strings by Tchaikovsky. That was the Pennsylvania Center Orchestra on WPSU, conducted by Douglas Meyer, performing the opening movement of the Serenade for Strings by Tchaikovsky on this Pennsylvania Center Orchestra season preview here on WPSU. The PCO will play that serenade in concert once again this Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at Grace Lutheran Church in State College in the opening concert of the orchestra's 2011-2012 season. The PCO's music director, Douglas Meyer, is with me this hour to talk about the season, beginning with Sunday's concert, which features two soloists from Central Pennsylvania.
We have had some very good experiences with harpist Ann Sullivan. She's played with us on several occasions, and she's going to join us for music of Claude Debussy. Debussy's music is always magical. And she's going to play the Sacred and Profane Dances. This is an interesting piece, not only for its color, but it was originally written for a very elaborate harp called a chromatic harp, which we don't play anymore. They now play it on pedal harps. But it was a very difficult instrument to manage, and the idea was that you would have all notes available.
So did it have more strings?
It did have more strings. That's part of the problem. I remember seeing a picture of one, and the strings, instead of going directly up and down, sort of branched off to the right and the left. And the thing about this piece is it shows two very different styles of music. The sacred dance, which starts the piece, is almost a religious and very emotional feeling. And the profane dance, there's nothing really profane about it except that it's secular, and it's in three and is a very danceable kind of thing. So she's going to be performing music of Debussy for us on our very first concert at Grace Lutheran Church.
Here's the harpist who'll play as soloist with Pennsylvania Center Orchestra this Sunday in State College, Ann Sullivan, playing Springbrunnen by Albert Sabel.
Thank you.
Harpist Ann Sullivan played Springbrunnen by Albert Zabel here on WPSU. Sullivan will be one of two soloists in the first concert of the PCO's upcoming season this Sunday afternoon in State College. She'll play the Danse Sacrée et Profane by Claude Debussy with the Pennsylvania Center Orchestra and conductor Douglas Meyer, who's my guest today on this PCO season preview. And James Lyon is the other soloist in the September 18th concert, playing a very beautiful piece by Arvo Pärt called Fratres.
Yes, this is a piece that's new to me. Actually, Jim suggested that we do this piece, so I went looking into it. It's fascinating for a number of reasons. It's modern. It's from very recent times. It's by an Estonian composer. And I don't think I've ever conducted anything by an Estonian composer before. But the interesting thing about it is, though it's very modern and very new, it resembles very old music in that it's repetitious and it has a sequence of chords that sort of reminds you of a chaconne or a passacaglia from the 16th, 17th century. So the interesting thing about this piece is there is a reason for it to have this kind of ancient feeling. The word fratres means brotherhood, and this sort of resembles what would be a religious service in which there is a leader, that's Jim, playing the solo violin for quite a long time, and then the orchestra chimes in as a chorus, and you hear a little plink or knock every once in a while from one percussionist, and that sort of defines the prayer as it's going along.
Almost like a Gregorian chant.
Yes,
and
it is.
And Arvo Pärt studied medieval music for quite a while, went through this sort of metamorphosis where he was writing some much more typical early to mid-20th century music, and then stopped writing for a while and went and studied medieval music and came out with these really beautiful ethereal pieces. So
this fratres, as a matter of fact, exists in many forms. This is just one version for solo violin, strings, and percussionist.
Thank you. That was just a quick sample of the sound of Fratres for violin, strings, and percussion by Arvo Pärt, played by violinist Peter Manning with the chamber orchestra Ifiamingi. Violinist James Lyon will be the soloist when the Pennsylvania Center Orchestra plays that piece in concert this Sunday, with my guest Douglas Meyer conducting. The concert will also include dances for a harp and orchestra by Claude Debussy, a suite by Henry Purcell, the serenade for strings by Tchaikovsky, and an adagietto from a symphony by Gustav Mahler.
Yes, well, we're featuring the strings on this first concert. We're calling it Magical Strings. As I said, magic is the subject of the entire season. The adagietto from the Symphony No. 5 of Gustav Mahler is probably one of the more passionate pieces he ever wrote. The Fifth Symphony is a gigantic piece of music. It takes a long time to play. But in the fourth movement, which is actually an introduction to the fifth movement, he turned his heart to his true love, Alma Schindler, who he eventually married, and she became Alma Mahler. And the idea of this movement is basically a love song, and it's very slow and develops in a very romantic and passionate way. And of course, when I knew that Anne Sullivan was going to be playing on this, it's for strings and harp, and I think is going to sound just absolutely fabulous in the church at Grace Lutheran.
Harpist Anne Sullivan and violinist James Lyon will both appear as soloists in Sunday afternoon's concert by the Pennsylvania Center Orchestra, the first concert of the season. And we'll listen now to a bit of James Lyon's artistry. This is his recording of a romance composed by Frenchwoman Pauline Viardot.
Thank you.
Violinist James Lyon and pianist Marilyn Doss played a romance by Pauline Viardot. Lyon will be one of the soloists, along with harpist Anne Sullivan, in the Pennsylvania Center Orchestra's opening concert of this season, Sunday afternoon at 3 at Grace Lutheran Church in State College. This is a Pennsylvania Center Orchestra season preview on WPSU, and my guest is the orchestra's music director, Douglas Meyer, who's here to tell us about the orchestra's concert season, which is titled The Magic of Music.
Well, speaking of magic, Hans Christian Andersen wrote many tales, as you know, and one of the most magical of them all is The Snow Queen. And we've performed this piece with the Hudson Vagabond Puppets several times in past years and always had a wonderful response to it. This year we're going to be going to Lewistown to perform it as well. We'll be there on November 20th, and we're going to do it in State College at the South Auditorium on November 19th. And as a matter of fact, if you would like to actually see this before you come and see us do it, you can see it online. If you go to our website and click on the Hudson Vagabond Puppets, the entire production is there. These are these big 12-foot puppets. The Snow Queen is very tall and very good-looking. There's a nice little boy and a little girl who get into some trouble during the progress of the story, and they have to deal with a troll, or in this case is portrayed as a devil. It's a moral tale, and I think that, as Hans Christian Andersen says at the very beginning, I'm about to tell you a story, and when we're finished, you'll know more than you know right now.
Tell me about the music that goes with the Snow Queen.
Well, actually, one of the most dramatic Italian composers is Arcangelo Corelli. He wrote a number of concerti grossi, and for their time, they are extremely expressive and extremely dramatic. And what the people at the Hudson Vagabond Puppets did was they collected a number of these concerti and strung them all together so that they sort of make a ballet sequence. The most prominent of these concerti is the Christmas Concerto. That's what opens the show. But then we play for the entire time of the story. All of it is music by Arcangelo Corelli.
Here is some of the music by Corelli that will go with that live concert performance by the PCO and the Puppets.
Thank you.
we've heard the opening movements of the Christmas Concerto, the Concerto Grosso in G minor, Opus 6, number 8 by Arcangelo Corelli. That was a recording by the English Concert with Trevor Pinnock conducting. The Pennsylvania Center Orchestra will play much more music by Corelli in November to accompany the fairy tale The Snow Queen by Hans Christian Andersen, acted out by the Hudson Vagabond Puppets. The puppets and the orchestra will give a live concert performance on November 19th in State College and on November 20th in Lewistown. We're looking ahead to all of the PCO's concerts in this Pennsylvania Center Orchestra's season preview here on WPSU. My guest is Douglas Meyer, who's here to talk about the rest of the season.
We're having a birthday party for Mozart. If you look around State College, probably the place that resembles the inside of a castle in Salzburg or in Vienna better than any other place is the Grand Ballroom at the Ramada. If you've never been in there, there are chandeliers hanging and beautiful lights on the walls. So we're going to turn that ballroom into a little castle room for Mozart's birthday party. And what makes it magical is we're going to do the overture to the Magic Flute. This is probably one of his most famous pieces. As a matter of fact, this is sort of a favorites concert of Mozart, because we're going to do the Eine kleine Nachtmusik, and we're going to do the Symphony number 40. If I had my choice of all of the Mozart music, those are the three pieces I would carry around with me all times.
Here's Douglas Meyer conducting some of his favorite Mozart with the Pennsylvania Center Orchestra, the opening movement of Mozart's Symphony number 40 in G minor.
Thank you.
The opening movement of the Symphony No. 40 by Mozart on WPSU. That was a live recording of the Pennsylvania Center Orchestra in concert with conductor Douglas Meyer, who is my guest today on this PCO season preview here on WPSU. The orchestra will continue its tradition of celebrating Mozart's birthday in January of 2012 with a concert devoted entirely to Mozart's music on January 29th at the Ramada Grand Ballroom in State College. The guest soloist on that program will be soprano Jennifer Trost of the music faculty at Penn State.
We're very lucky to have Jennifer living in the center of Pennsylvania. She's an experienced person who has been singing with the Bavarian National Opera in Munich and in many opera companies in Europe. And we take advantage of her voice every time that we can.
And we have a performance to play in this program that you recorded with Jennifer Trost in concert, I assume, music by Wagner.
Oh, yes. We had a very good experience with her singing some of the, well, actually the five Wesendank Lieder by Richard Wagner. She has a beautiful voice and very flexible voice, and I'm glad we could bring you a recording of that performance.
That's soprano Jennifer Trost in concert with the Pennsylvania Center Orchestra singing Der Engel, or The Angel from the Wesendonck Lieder by Richard Wagner. Trost will perform again with the PCO in the orchestra's All Mozart concert on January 29th. She'll be singing arias from Mitridate and The Marriage of Figaro by Mozart. That concert will also include Mozart's Eine kleine Nachtmusik, the overture to the Magic Flute, and his Symphony No. 40. Douglas Meyer will conduct, and he is our guest today as we look ahead to the entire concert season of the PCO on this Pennsylvania Center Orchestra's season preview here on WPSU. And the final concert, Saturday, May 5th, you have a guest pianist on that program.
Yes, our guest pianist is actually a very famous performer. He currently is teaching at Juilliard School in New York. Seymour Lipkin has also performed with most of the major orchestras in the United States, Cleveland, New York, Washington. And so we're very lucky to have him come to play with us. He's going to do Beethoven Piano Concerto No. 3. He said, I'll do any Mozart concerto you like or any of the Beethovens you like, your choice. So I chose the third concerto of Beethoven.
Now I have to ask you, what is it about this concerto that
Well, you know, actually it's the first Beethoven concerto I ever conducted. And it's sort of been a special one to me just for that particular reason. I like the way the orchestra begins with such a rounded and beautiful tune, and the piano picks it up a little bit later. But it's just I think it's Beethoven on the doorstep of his greatest works.
Here is music from Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3.
Thank you.
That was the final rondo from Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3 in C minor. In that recording, Emmanuel Ax was the soloist, with Andre Previn leading the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra here on WPSU. That concerto will be played by the Pennsylvania Center Orchestra with guest soloist Seymour Lipkin in the final concert of the orchestra's upcoming season on May 5th, 2012. Douglas Meyer, music director of the PCO, tells us what else is in store for that final concert of a season titled The Magic of Music.
Well, where is the magic, you say? The magic is in a piece by Franz Schubert. We're going to do his overture to the opera Des Teufels Lustschloss. Teufel is a devil, and a Lustschloss, well, what is a Lustschloss? That probably means pleasure palace. But people are not very aware that Schubert wrote several operas, and this is his first big opera, and this is the overture to it.
And the Haydn Symphony on that program?
Haydn Symphony No. 104, Haydn's last word on the symphonies. It's a very dignified piece of music, and I think probably sums up the kind of music he was writing near the very end of his life.
We'll end this Pennsylvania Center Orchestra's season preview with a little bit of music from that Symphony No. 104 by Haydn. Can one go to get more information about tickets and all of that?
The easiest way to find out about the entire season is to go to our website, which is www.centerorchestra.org. And remember, it's center with an R-E. Or you can give us a call at the office. It's area code 814-234-8313.
Maestro Douglas Meyer, thanks for coming by.
My pleasure. It's great to be here again.
You've been listening to a Pennsylvania Center Orchestra season preview on WPSU. You'll find this program on our website at wpsu.org. The PCO's season begins this Sunday, September 18th at 3 o'clock with a concert titled Magical Strings, conducted by Douglas Meyer at Grace Lutheran Church in State College. I'm Christine Allen, and this is WPSU State College, WPSX Kane, listener-supported public radio for Central and Northern Pennsylvania.